Everybody, it is 12:15, and we will call this meeting to order. I'd like to start by welcoming some new faces to the table, and glad to see you all here. For those of you that are new, in case you're curious, this is a recording device, so that all of the minutes can be taken for the meeting. First of all, we need to have a motion for the approval of minutes from our last meeting on the 17th. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
Yes.
Is there a second? Okay, second. So the minutes are approved. Thank you for that. Business of the day today, we have first Carrie with Communications and Recognitions Committee to discuss the Resolution 5 in appreciation of Nancy Doolittle. We have Hey is going to discuss the data request template that we briefly brought up at our last meeting. And then lastly, with regard to the elections update, that will be done during the Elections Committee report. So with that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Carrie.
Hi, you guys hear me okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, you got me? Okay.
We cannot hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. My audio is connecting.
Carrie, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Adam.
I don't think they can hear me either.
Can you guys hear Adam?
No, they can't. Anybody today.
They can't hear me either.
No.
Carrie, I'm going to call you on the cell phone and put you on speaker if that's okay. And do you mind staying with the video and?
Yeah.
Okay, hello, Carrie. And you are also right next to the recording device, so you will be heard for the minutes.
Okay, great.
Just
FYI, Adam is on as well, and so we'll try to take a look at the chat to see if he has anything. I don't have much to say. I introduced this at the last meeting. Does anything have that projector, or do you want me to project?
I don't think that that's necessary. The resolution was in box. Is there a motion to move forward with voting on this resolution? Is there a second? Okay, great. This could be quick and easy. So if we could please see votes for those in support of EA Resolution 5 in recognition and appreciation of Nancy Doolittle. Adam, I assume you were voting.
It says he votes yes.
All right, that's 22. Ellen, we're voting on the resolution for Nancy Doolittle's recognition. 23. Okay, by a vote of 23-0-0, the resolution is passed. Thank you very much to Carrie, Kate, and Peggy for the work on sponsoring this resolution. Carrie, is there anything else you'd like to add? She already hung up. Great. Okay. Thank you. Okay, our next item is the data request template. Hey, the floor is yours.
Great. So we spoke a couple of meetings ago about maybe formalizing some sort of process and then also some sort of template for us to send out requests for data, for information from different units, something that looked a little bit more formal with the employee assembly letterhead. So I added to the box, and also you have it in your package here, a workflow and then also a template and an example of what it would look like. So the process would be pretty straightforward. If you come up with some sort of information request, you think you want to know something from a different unit, you think about, you know, maybe what committee to sort of filter this request in the workshop room. If this isn't a data request that would be as straightforward as going to a standard committee. It can go to the executive committee to further discuss workshop and then get a final version for distribution. So you work through this idea, what kind of information you're requesting, and maybe other people have other ideas in regards to that information or sources for that information. I think it's a good way for you to collaborate with other people who might have additional input. So you'll workshop it, you'll go through the committee that this would be appropriate for, and then after everything's been ironed out and put in the data request template, then it's agreed upon by the committee, and then that is forwarded to the appropriate unit who would provide you with the information. You would CC the Office of the Assemblies and the Vice Chair, just so that, there's record of this. And also, you would save this complete data request and subsequent responses in the box so that we can monitor the discussions happening on it and that process. So that is, in my mind, what the workflow is. We can talk about it a little bit more, and if you guys have other feedback, I'd be more than willing to edit this. This is really sort of a first draft. And then if anybody had the opportunity to look at the template, it's really just kind of an introduction to who the EA is, the committee, what our work is, what our charge is here, and then kind of just highlighting the information that you want. So it's just kind of a way to say, this is what I'm going to forward. It's really straightforward. I don't have to think about what this format should be. There is this resource for you to use when you're, looking to obtain information. And then I have just an example. So I wasn't sure if anybody had a chance to look at it or if you wanted to kind of discuss it a little bit more thoroughly. This is just kind of a resource for everybody to kind of use as you inquire and make these sorts of requests. So that's my spiel.
Any comments or feedback? And this is going to be a living document. So if as we evolve through next year and so forth, if there are things that need to be brought forward to the Vice Chair of Operations to help with any wordsmithing and so forth as we go forward. But it's been brought to the attention of the Assembly by a few members about the process flow of information requests and so forth, and we think that this will help formalize and streamline that process. Yes,
I don't have anything specific, just more general. Thank you for doing this. It seems logical and rational, the workflow and who sees it and when, and it seems really straightforward as well in terms of working. So thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin.
So I look at it as worst case scenario. So as part of that document is, what if the information is refused to be given?
Ooh, that's interesting. Didn't we speak about this, Chris? You mentioned that there are stipulations in regards to what happens when people are unresponsive. We can kind of escalate this, but we're hoping we don't get to that point. I think we can take it as far as taking the material.
Right. So based on our charter, we can take it directly to Vice President Opperman, who will then flow the information to the requested unit.
Right. So one of the questions that I would probably place on that is, what is a timely fashion for the information to come back to the committee so that it can progress. If they just say, sorry, we can't give it, here's the reasons why we can't give it. It just seems like if we're going to go through, we should go through the whole process on one document, either a checkbox or something.
So the template does have a portion that says we need to request this data by a certain date. So what you bring up is a good point, like what if people are unresponsive, because this workflow really only kind of takes you to redistributing this request, but like after that, I think that's probably also, I'll add that, what happens, and then I'll refer us to, the rules around this in regards to what you can do if people have been unresponsive. So I'll add that to the workflow as well, so that people know what happens if nobody has been, has met the timeline or given you an alternative timeline, which is what the template asks, that, this person, provides it by the state, and if they're unable to provide this by the state, provide an alternative date. So that is another scenario that I'll have to add then. That's a good point.
Carrie and Adam, I know you're not able to talk, but wanted to ask Sarah if there are chat notes, any comments from the two of you? Okay, great, thank you. Chris first, and then Tanya, and then Karen.
A question for any employees that handle data requests like this, like you get a request, like what is either an existing policy that you maybe already use to fulfill it, or what is a sense of a reasonable timeline? Like a response, at least a response within a month is what seems to be rational to me. If it's like they respond on the last day of the month and say, we'll get it for you in a year, that's like, it's not as good. So I was just wondering with trying to figure out, let's use our employee power of like what exists that somebody already does.
I would say for my case, I usually try to turn data requests around within like 2 to 4 weeks.
Tanya, Arla, and these are comments to the question.
Yeah. So I would say, having worked with the Workday team for quite a while, we would get requests for information. It's fairly quick to turn around depending on what's going on. However, depending on what the information that's requested is, it may have to go up to others. So I think a month is a fair amount of time for someone to say, hey, we're looking for this. And to be able to at least get back to you in that first week or so, like we would get back and say, great that you want this. We have to make sure that, you know, these folks and need to understand a little bit more about what we're giving and how we can give it. But
thank you. Arla?
Yeah, I guess my comment was it depends on how well the data you're asking for is organized. Mm-hmm. So I know with working with David Heiner, like his data is all very organized. He can run reports and get info back. My specific request to the Education Benefits Committee in January, so they're still working on reports for me, and like April 1st, I got an update saying that, you know, they ran into some glitches looking at competitor schools. They have further questions that need clarification, so we're on month 4.
But so I think the communication flow is still happening, which is good. Do you have a sense that it stopped or?
Yeah, I don't really know. So I heard the last time I heard back from February, and then I made a call, and then I got email back April 1st. So I think it just depends on how what you're asking for and how well that data has already been synthesized or not, like over several years, like
right.
Lack of.
And maybe one way to approach something like that is to go through the vice chair of operations, and that individual can bring it to the executive committee to just take it directly to Mary. Say, these are the efforts we've had at this point. We would appreciate the support of your office to move the ball forward, or maybe they're at a point where we just are told, no, this is where it is. But if we escalated to Vice President Offerman, that may be the way to go. And then next, there was a comment from Tanya and then Karen.
Yeah, so I was just, first of all, thank you for putting this together, because I think it's well needed, and so I appreciate you putting the time to that. Just a question regarding in the, I guess, the third paragraph there, where you reference the University Assembly Charter. Should we be referencing University Assembly Charter or EA Charter? Because the wording is different, because I would say that, you know, matters involving interest, concerns, or welfare of non-academic employees. I don't know that's fully our purview, because, like, we don't talk about salaries and
right.
Negotiate those kinds of things. So we might just want to make sure we're referencing the right one.
Thank you. Karen?
I would like to recommend that in the last, if you do not normally deal with these requests, take classes request on, I caution against asking them to forward that on for you, but to maybe reword it to say, if you're not the person that deals with this issue, please let me know.
Yeah.
And who is that person? I wouldn't want the responsibility to fall on someone who doesn't have to deal with it.
Yeah, for you.
Thank you very much. That's a good point. Are there any other comments on the information that Hey shared?
This is in the box, right?
Yes, this is in the box. This is the feedback that I will make updates, and hopefully we'll have a final version ready by our final meeting.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Hey. Next up is our committee reports, and I would ask to start with Carrie. Do you have other things that you would like to introduce? I can call you.
One thing.
Sounds like. Yeah.
This is like
creating this.
It is.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Again. Sorry for the echo. Or, I mean, echoing on my end. Okay. The main thing I wanted to mention is that we are producing a list of upcoming outreach events. The idea that we discussed in our last committee meeting is that we're going to have this whole list that we can look forward a bit more and get volunteers across the membership, try and really spread that around, and probably ask people to sign up for X number of events for the foreseeable future. So the couple that we have coming up, just as an FYI, the supplier show has not, the date hasn't been set yet, but we typically do that. That's around June. And there should be another high five event in the summer. So that's what we're looking ahead to, and we're making a couple of purchases to upgrade our table look. So yay.
Are there any questions for Carrie? Yes, Tanya.
Just like Carrie, no, staff development day is August 7th. The date changed.
Oh. Well, good to know. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
All right,
bye. Next, Arla. With I think we may have just gotten your committee report. But.
Yeah, that is some of it. And then another initiative that we talked about with the current staff, like campus tour. I've been talking to Jennifer Coningsby in HR, who was I think spearheading the new Big Red Welcome event. And I asked her if she'd be willing to come to our group and just brainstorm and give us ideas and talk about what they've discussed already. It's a little bit on hold because they've been in talks with university relations and they're worried about accessibility issues and the concept and idea. So she was going back to her colleagues to have a few more discussions and then letting me know if she'd be willing to come to our committee. So everything's been really slow going and that's
okay.
My update.
Okay. And thank you for that. And for those that this is your first meeting or you're visiting, I apologize. I forgot to introduce the committee. So first of all, Carrie Sedenzone is the chair of the Communications and Award Committee. Arla Hurrigan is the chair of the Education Committee. Next, we have the outgoing chair of the Welfare Committee, Andrea Lanamont.
Hi. I was not at the last meeting. I was on there as I was being present. So I just want to make note it on the minutes from the last meeting. I was on vacation. I was definitely not here.
They confused me for you.
Yeah, maybe. And so we've had a couple of meetings of the Employee Welfare Committee over the last bit, our regular committee. Meeting talking about updates from Hey Hey's, providing a ton of information of everything that's happening with the Title IX office and training that's available now, and talking about different units, talking about harassment on campus and how facilities and campus services has a required online training that is something that we all have to complete. Everybody on staff by August 1st is our time frame to be able to. And I know that committee through Title IX office is working on implementation across and seeing what our Employee Welfare Committee can do to support that in any way, shape, or form. This last week, we met. Christy Mahoney was able to coordinate a in-person meeting with Gabriel. Are you willing to try it,
no.
Christy? Gabriel T. I would completely massacre his last name and do absolutely no justice. Gabriel is the director of the Faculty Staff Assistance Program, and it was incredibly enlightening to have him talk about the services that are available for faculty, staff, and counseling services. And I think he, it's highlighted as one of the things we talked about at the end about having him maybe at a future EA meeting to talk
Absolutely.
About their services and everything that they're, they have available. And I think there was, again, this really came about because there was some concerns about lack of parity of anonymous services available for staff compared to what's available for students. And I think we are aware that there are a lot of services available that are anonymous for staff as well. So I think we will tie that up sort of in a report and get it formally back to Jeremy Cruiser, who had asked for the information initially about
right.
the parity of services available. And again, I think it's sort of like parking is what I keep thinking. It's we're separate but not equal. The services for students are different than they are for our staff and faculty because they come and go. They don't have local sources in the community and ties to the community, say, that our staff and faculty have. Are mostly staff, though, what we're talking about, really didn't get into the faculty component of that. So that was our committee. We were talking about a lot of the other things coming up.
Great. Thank you very much. Our Transportation Committee Chair is Christine Mahoney. Christine, the floor is yours.
I might be forgetting, but I don't think we have any updates since the last time. Is
okay.
that a meeting?
Anybody else
think
the committee
something new?
Aware of anything new?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, we know they're going through the alphabet soup with the signs and all that. So, okay, thank you very much. Tarek Chams is the chair of the Benefits and Policy Committee.
Yes, thank you. So, I have a number of updates from Benefits and Policy. Last meeting, we talked about work life. We had the guest was Michelle Ardeby. Basically, she'd like to inform us about the well-being liaisons that HR they're trying to adopt across all campus. You know, also she wants us to be on the lookout for the well-being toolkit. There will be printed out materials that we can use to kind of inform people and communicate about well-being. So that will even drive their initiative even more home because they're working on the 7 dimensions of well-being. I have attended the well-being fair for the vet school and I think it was fantastic and I wish to see more of these events popping at different colleges. At this point, I think business Johnson School and vet school, they had a similar event, you know, so that's a great improvement, I think. Also, WorkLife would like to address us to talk about the emergency care fund. It seems to be depleting, you know, and we need to replenish it. So we need to start thinking, you know, how can we add more funds? This fund historically has been used in case of emergency. If somebody's house burns down or they have flooding, they get access, my understanding, to $1,500. So, you know, ways to help our community members that are in need. Okay.
On that note,
yes.
With regard to the care fund, it's relatively easy through Workday to set up a payment deduction if you'd like to choose that. So that's we can help communicate that to our constituency groups about the need for that to kind of get replenished.
Yes. Thank you. And on my table also, I have to report on our committees. I saw you're requesting, so I have a draft and I'll send that soon because the deadline is today, 1st of May.
Yes.
So I don't know if you're expecting anyone else. Is this all the committees are going to report?
So the email was sent out, it's been a while.
Yeah.
But, and right now, and I've forwarded all of you the annual report that's going to go to the Board of Trustees.
Yeah.
So as you, if you have anything that you want included in that report that you think rises to that level,
mm-hmm.
Please forward it to me and we will have that included and sent over to Kristen's office. So she has a current draft of what we have at this time.
Okay. And last but not least, so last time, sorry, do you want to add something?
If I may, just to Tarek's point, forgive me, are you referencing the resolution having to do with the
merge.
Consolidation of the committees called for reports at the last meeting that have recommendations on how it has worked.
On annual report, okay.
Yes, that's, you know, I'm just acknowledging.
Thank you, Gina.
So yeah, that's the one, exactly, thank you. All right. So last but not least, last time, we've talked about the personal time off policy. And, you know, I had the presentation and we had the discussion. So this time, what I would like to ask you is to start thinking about the voting. So what I've done is I took the form, and sorry for those who missed it, please find me, I can like give you these flyers, you know. So I took this flyer and basically put it online in a Qualtrics form. So today I would like to remind you of the things we talked about last meeting and start the voting process. So as you know, as soon as we're done with this meeting, I'm gonna send this Qualtrics link to everybody on the assembly.
And for clarification on the voting, we're not voting to approve anything. I think Tarek's requesting that we make a recommendation from your own personal viewpoint of which one of the courses of action.
Yes, right. So let me talk about that. Thank you for this. So basically, HR is asking us for recommendation. There is no resolution. We're not going through a resolution. We just need to recommend an option. So there are three options or three versions, okay? I took some notes here. So no resolution. Rest assured, this is not replacing or demoting any benefit, you know? We've talked about this, so rest assured, because a lot of people ask what's gonna happen, you know? And here's a quick update on various interactions, you know? Thanks to Karen, she was able to actually get some polls going around, showing people three options, talking to employees, how they feel about it. So I can put forward that the most popular version or option is option two, which is increased by 1 year over the next 5 years. So I will send that in my email.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just keep that in mind. And that's it. So I'll send you the link. It's exactly what this document converted to Qualtrics. All you need to do, you will see, you will read about each option, and then you will click on the picture of the option, put in your name, because, you know, it's not going to be anonymous. Otherwise, I don't know if like 300 people will fill out the rest of the survey. So that's how I'm keeping track that it's only for EA representative. You know, it's not the committee members, just us. And based on that, you know, I'll take the information and just forward it to HR.
Yeah,
that's it. Thank you so much for your attention.
Great. Thank you very much, Tarek. Hey. So, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Anne, sorry.
Tarek, I actually took that form and put it in a Qualtrics and sent it to the ILR community.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. So I've gotten 80 responses so far.
Wow. Great. So let's talk if you.
Yeah. And they do. Option two is preferred. I've gotten some interesting emails from people who've been here for a long time who are
and I'm
unhappy.
Happy.
You know.
So I mean, my comment on this: let's be leaders instead of watching change happen. Let's be involved in like inciting change rather than just like stand, you know, and see what happens. So. That's what I can say about this. So thanks. Yeah, let's talk about
this. Any other comments? I see Chris has joined us on Zoom. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks.
Double.
Okay. Next is our executive committee with Hey.
We've been meeting, and there's been a lot of talk about this election, so we'll talk about that during the elections committee report. Maybe afterwards in the next year, we could have more discussions around, you know, seating, around wording, around, you know, vacancies, and around the whole process so that we kind of are on the same page and have the most efficient, you know, process in terms of filling these seats. So I think that's something we'll think about as we move into the next year. As a quick Title IX update, we've met again, and you know, I brought together all of this commentary from EEA, from the Welfare Committee, from all these discussions I've been having on campus, and I think they've been very receptive to some of the ideas. I think Christine Mahoney mentioned, you know, having groups where people come together to discuss like duty to consult and what does that look like for individuals. They seem really you know, pretty pleased with these sorts of ideas and creative ways to get the information out there, do outreach, have these discussions in a way that's impactful. There have been continuing discussions about a potential mandate. I think that would require a little bit more buy-in, but that is the update so far. The conversation continues, and I think we're looking more at all of the material out there and how to effectively communicate, you know, what our responsibility and our obligations are when it comes to harassment, Title IX, duty to consult. And so that is a quick update.
Awesome. Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to introduce a couple of new members of the assembly, and there will be more information to follow. But first, Laura Taylor, who is our international representative, who will be candidate taking the place of Pilar. She was in an uncontested seat. Also, we have Rigel Lochner from EH&S, who is joining us, also in an uncontested seat. And Cameron, I'm sorry, your last name?
Mangum.
Cameron Mangum is also from EH&S here, is a curious participant with us for today.
It could be a member.
And potentially a member down the road. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to move into executive session for the elections committee update, because there are some things as an assembly I think we should talk through. And during that time, if our new members could join Pilar in room 470, which is right next door, and all others, Gina, you're welcome to stay, Shree, you're welcome to stay, and Sarah, but I would ask the Cornell Sun to please leave, as well as other guests today. You're welcome to leave it here if you want. We're not going to extend the out. Okay. So, yep.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man.
Was that motion accepted?
Yes. I accept.
All right. Yes. Thank you.